This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
Chad Daybell, his trial well underway, and we're hearing new evidence, believe it or not. Who knew there was actually other raw video of Chad Daybell from those horrible moments when his home was invaded by the investigators and unfortunately finding the bodies of Lori's 2 children. A very telling video that we saw this week is the court of him talking with his daughter. And I think most telling, the words, "I'm not coming back," being stated to her in that video. Joining me to discuss, former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Fadis. Eric, after watching that video and seeing that new piece of evidence, what do you think about Chad?
You know, what comes to mind is this notion of consciousness of guilt.
Yep.
Okay, that's something in the law that comes up all the time. And it's actions that show to a reasonable person that the individual is feeling guilty. They think they've done something wrong. And that video that I saw of him watching that search is dripping with consciousness of guilt.
100%. I mean, it was one of those questions I think a lot of us had of, how invested was he into this insanity? Was he right there with Lori, believing that they killed zombies and these weren't humans anymore? That didn't really show that. That showed someone who realized things kind of finally caught back up to him.
Totally. I mean, like, if police were searching my yard, I don't have 2 dead bodies or anything else in my yard.
Yeah.
So I'd probably just, like, let them do their thing. I might not be stoked about it, but I'm not going to be, like, you know, observing, like, oh, my gosh, did they find the body? And that's just the tenor of the video, and his demeanor in it just suggests that he knows there's something out there, and it's only a matter of time before the police find it, and he is, quote, not coming back, like you said.
Not coming back, and also they're looking in the house. There's nothing in the house, he says to his daughter. And there really wasn't anything in the house, but then what's outside of the house? That was another interesting statement that I thought he made in that video.
Yeah, right. I mean, it kind of like One can infer from that, you know, he's not saying there's nothing on the property. He's just saying there's nothing in the house, mm-hmm. which suggests that there is something else going on outside. And lo and behold, the world knows what law enforcement found.
It really starts to make you wonder, you know, exactly why did he keep going along with this? I mean, at some point, if he was basically the henchman, but he was following what Lori wanted and kind of kept going down this road of, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Eventually, we're killing your kids, and you realize that that's not an okay thing. What the hell is going on there? What makes someone continue to go down such a dark road where he could have veered off any time and said, yeah, this, you're going a little bit too far?
You think a moral person would have pumped the brakes, mm-hmm. at least before the notion of, you know, let's kill the kids.
Yeah.
That appears to not have happened here. You know, we're seeing in the trial some potential financial motives, and it looks like those may have played a role for Chad Daybell, at least according to the prosecution. And that could compel a person to kind of continue to go along and get wrapped up in this scheme. And before he knew it, it was too late, but unfortunately too late for the children. That's the real horror.
One of the things that, you know, was brought up early on, it's about sex, money, and was it power or control or something of that nature? I don't have the exact quotation in front of me right now. But with that being the case, I mean, that's a really scary thing as far as how one individual or multiple individuals can go, you know, based solely on those sort of factors without any sort of regard for the rest of his family. Because in that video, he's talking to his daughter from Tammy, who, you know, obviously he's on trial for that murder as well. I mean, just the lengths that an individual will go. Are we talking about someone here with some sort of a personality disorder, a mental illness, or is this just, you know, some people just, it's not even that, they're just really shitty human beings.
You know, I almost hope, in one sense, that Chad Daybell thought that they were killing zombies. That was his motivation. Because if it was something more self-serving, like finances, that is going to crush him in this death penalty phase, mm-hmm. showing just the abject immorality of that kind of a motivation to do these heinous acts if he is convicted.
How do you think this affects his kids going forward? The ones, obviously, that are alive. Obviously, he's likely going to be spending the rest of his life in jail or getting the death penalty. They, from everything I still understand, are still kind of standing by his side. You know, I'm sure you've seen cases and such where there's families that, you know, sit there and they still stand by the people that are clearly, clearly guilty. There's this overwhelming evidence. But what do you see for them down the road after this all finally, you know, kind of shores itself up?
What a horribly bleak outlook, and what, you know, sort of ancillary victims of their father's alleged behavior here.
Yeah.
You know, we look at, I believe Lori Vallow, she has a family member, it's a male, I can't remember if it's a son or a stepson, who came out in the media and essentially went against her and said, hey, my mom is wrong. And I'm just wondering if there's a tipping point for Chad Daybell's children, and if they're going to reach that tipping point at the end of this trial or down the road or never.
Yeah, it would be very interesting. I've had him on the show before. I actually, years ago, I didn't even realize that I was working with him in radio in Wichita, Kansas. And what an interesting conversation that would have been had I known that his sister was Lori Vallow. They kind of came out and they certainly have said their piece and, you know, are trying to, they have a podcast called the Silver Linings Podcast. I believe it's her uncle and him that do that and kind of go into the interest that there is in this story, but just all around so sad. And this, I can't imagine trying to shore that up in one's mind. Is there any risk for anybody if they did have knowledge of any of this going on? And I'm not in any way saying that they did, the kids, but these are adults. Most of them, I believe are, you know, they're adult children of Chad Daybell. You know, sticking your head in the sand, maybe you wouldn't see it, or maybe they, I don't know. Maybe what if someone did see or know something? Is there any chance that they would be facing any sort of repercussions? Again, I'm not saying that they did, but if there was that and they discover that in this trial, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, historically, there's this principle that essentially only having knowledge of some kind of wrongdoing usually does not give rise to a legal risk, but we're kind of seeing a trend nowadays with having knowledge and failing to intervene. That can sometimes be a problem. Now, hypothetically, if someone had knowledge of this and maybe was approached by law enforcement and either didn't give the whole truth or stated something inaccurately, that's really when we begin to look at charges for obstruction and accessory after the fact and stuff like that. And so, at least hypothetically, if someone was in that position, they could have that risk.
That's a scary thing to think about for them, because obviously, being raised by Chad Daybell, you probably don't have the best judgment in life. So I could see, you know, someone, you know, doing what Dad says. Again, not saying that they did or anything like that, but it's just another kind of tentacle of this whole mess that you kind of have to wonder about a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.